financial experts are adjusting to what they're calling a slow session. What in the world is that? We'll explain. And FTX founder pleads not guilty. Welcome to 2023. We're glad you started this year with us again today. In other news, Tito's Handmade Vodka has enlisted Martha Stewart for a dry January campaign. Costco will carry Beyond Meat's steak at various locations. Dollar stores and discount centers are popping up all over, and Americans are flocking to them. We've got the Wall Street Report, and while it ain't much, it's a start as Southwest Airlines attempts to soothe impacted travelers. Let's get on with it.
Insight on Business News Hour and Headlines is brought to you by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members worldwide. Find them at ntpda.com. Taro International is a professional training center dedicated to helping individuals and businesses succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. T-E-R-O.com. The business news is also brought to you by AARP. Learn more at aarp.org. Also, Focus and Find, a socially responsible recruiting company dedicated to making a difference. Focusandfind.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and Happy New Year to you and yours and all the listeners that we've got out there. We're grateful that you're with us again today. Happy New Year. By the way, you want to find us on Twitter? We are still there. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. For months, we've reported that financial experts from Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase to Jane Fraser of Citigroup have been talking about a deep recession that will hit the U.S. this year. Recently, that talk has shifted to a recession in early 2024. Now, as we surmised several times over the past couple of months, the word recession is being replaced by a new word, slow session. Now, Moody's Analytics says that it's more likely a scenario that a slow session, where growth grinds to a near halt but a full economic downturn is narrowly avoided. CNN is reporting that Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi wrote, quote, "Under almost any scenario, the economy is set to have a difficult 2023. But inflation is quickly moderating and the economy's fundamentals are sound. With a bit of luck and some reasonably deft policymaking by the Fed, the economy should avoid an outright downturn." Moody said in a slow session, economic growth comes to a near standstill but never slips into reverse. Unemployment would rise but not spike. Moody's now joins Goldman Sachs in saying the U.S. will avoid a recession altogether, something we've speculated on even as financial experts and investors talked up recession fears. Our take is that talk was meant for the ears of the central bank in an attempt to drive down rate hikes. We shall see. Out on bail of $250 million, Sam Bankman-Fried has pled not guilty to criminal charges, setting up a high-stakes legal battle that pits him against two of his closest former business partners. CNN is reporting that the 30-year-old entrepreneur was arraigned in federal court in Manhattan on Tuesday, flanked by attorneys and his mother, Barbara Fried, sitting behind him. Attorney Mark Cohen entered the plea of not guilty to all counts. The judge has set a trial for October 2nd. Bankman-Fried, once hailed as the public face of the crypto industry, was indicted on 2 counts of wire fraud and 6 counts of conspiracy-related charges last month for his role in what one federal prosecutor called a fraud of epic proportions. As part of his release, Bankman-Fried is under house arrest at his parents' home in Palo Alto, California. He's wearing a monitoring device and has surrendered his passport. He could face up to 115 years in prison if convicted on all charges. Well, this is interesting. Tito's Handmade Vodka has enlisted Martha Stewart to promote Dry January. And what in the world is that? Well, last year, a Nielsen-owned food and drink research firm said that 35% of legal-age U.S. adults skipped alcohol for the entire month of January. And that's a trend that's growing in popularity as drinkers look to reset their bodies in the new year. That, by the way, is an increase from the previous high of 21% who completed dry January back in 2019. Sales of non-alcoholic products are also growing. Nielsen IQ recently reported that retail sales of non-alcoholic spirits jumped by nearly 90% between August of 2021 and August of 2022. That accounted for more than $5 million in sales. However, that's still a very small sliver of the $88 billion alcohol industry. So, what's Martha up to? If you're not drinking Tito's handmade vodka, what can you do with it? In a 60-second ad, Stewart uses her do-it-yourself knowledge to get creative with vodka, like putting a splash or two in a marinara sauce or deodorizing stinky boots. Other tongue-in-cheek ideas include Stewart encouraging people to use Tito's bottle to tenderize meat and to water their flowers with the vodka. She says it smells like February. To complement the campaign, Tito's has launched an online store selling bottle topper attachments to help people follow Stewart's suggestions. For $10, buyers will get a box with three attachments, including a spray nozzle for deodorizing and a pour spout for the pasta or any other sauces that need a bit of a punch. Net proceeds, by the way, go to charity. See what you learn here? Wall Street closed lower on this, the first trading day of 2023, but while all the major indexes ended the day in the red, it could have been much worse. Oil also closed lower on the day, and I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. It is a big deal for Beyond Meat. The company has announced that its steak product would be available for purchase at select Costco locations. Fox Business is reporting that in a release, Beyond Meat said, quote, "Starting this month, Costco members of 50-plus warehouses across Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico, Colorado, and Southern California can savor the flavorful, delicious bite of seared steak tips while enjoying all the added health and environmental benefits of plant-based meat," end quote. Beyond Meat said the product is its debut in the plant-based steak world. The partnership with Costco comes as the plant-based meat maker faces weaker demand. In its last quarterly earnings report, the company said its revenue fell by 22.5% in the third quarter as it cut prices. Beyond Meat president and CEO Ethan Brown said consumers have been switching to cheaper proteins like chicken because of high inflation. That hurts demand for products like Beyond Burgers, which cost about $2 more per pound than lean beef ones. But Brown said Beyond Meat is focusing on turning around its business. The company has reduced operating expenses by 23% since the first quarter and has laid off about 240 people, or more than 20% of its global workforce, since August. On the other end of the retail world, dollar stores are taking over the U.S. with more stores than any other retailer, and it's a glimpse of how Americans are now shopping. Business Insider is reporting the Dollar General announced more than 1,000 store openings in 2022. Why? More customers are turning toward discount deals due to inflation jacking up the prices of goods. And the dollar stores are not the only retail centers that are growing. Other companies that opened a ton of stores in 2022 include Aldi, Ross Dress for Less, and Five Below. With so many people looking to save money, discount stores led the pack for retailers in opening new locations this past year. As of late December 2022, there were 5,100 major U.S. store openings announced, far outweighing the 2,600 announced store closures. All that according to data by research and advisory company CoreSite Research. Discount retailers, well, they accounted for thousands of those openings. Wall Street closed out the first trading day of 2023 in the red, but it could have been much worse. The Dow, after posting more than a 205-point loss, fell only by 10 points and changed to settle at 33,136. The NASDAQ was off by 79 points to end the session at 10,386, and the S&P 500 fell by 15 points to close at 3824. Meanwhile, West Texas Intermediate crude futures were down a whopping 3.5% to end the trade at $77.15 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with Southwest Airlines. Southwest has begun its quest to earn customers' trust back by offering those impacted by flight cancellations a $300 voucher. CEO Bob Jordan, who has vowed to do a full operational review in the wake of the fiasco, told passengers in an email that Southwest is so sorry, adding that the airline fell short. Southwest canceled more than 15,000 flights during the holiday season, leaving tens of thousands of passengers stranded. It had canceled an additional 160 flights as of Monday afternoon. In addition to Monday's cancellation, an additional 422, about 10% of Southwest's scheduled flights, were delayed. Southwest is working with companies including UPS and FedEx to reunite travelers with lost luggage, but concedes it remains inundated with baggage. With passengers concerned about the possibility of lost luggage, Apple AirTags rose to number 3 on Amazon's electronic bestsellers list. Want to keep track of those pieces of baggage? AirTags. Well, that's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day, and welcome once again to New Year 2023. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.